This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Maybe you know what a zombie is.
When you keep voting party line, this is what happens to you.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own.
You have subways that are falling apart. You have cops that are being accosted in the street because of that socialist you elected as your mayor.
You see them sometimes walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders.
When are you New Yorkers going to start holding those people responsible for what they do?
Not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. So don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
It's the Joe Messina Show.
All right, number two, I am Dave Sussman in the... Welcome back to the Joe Messina Show. I'm Dave Sussman in the chair for the aforementioned Joe Messina. He is out saving America tonight as we speak. It is always a pleasure to be with you, the guests at Realside Radio. And you can find us at joemessina.com if you'd like to give us a phone call and have a discussion over the next hour or two. You're more than welcome to join us at 855-REAL-JOE. That's 855-732-5563. And hey, listen, I got to tell you, we were just chatting with Rick Andretti at the end of that last first hour, I should say, and I kind of dropped a little bit of a bomb on you, the listening audience, because I wanted to set up what we're going to be talking about this hour. I've got an incredible guest coming in, and we're going to be talking with Peter Husey, who is a senior fellow at the Hudson Institute. The Hudson Institute, this is where he focuses on nuclear deterrence and modernization, arms control, and defense policy. And I don't know if you've seen this in the news. Listen, Reuters reported it, and it kind of just was like a balloon that, you know, flittered away. I haven't seen much of this, although I don't watch mainstream media. I haven't seen much of this on the interwebs. So this is a little bit scary, folks. You know the term black swan event? I'm sure you've heard it. A black swan event is something that would happen outside of any expectations that somebody would have. So a black swan event, for example, would have been the pandemic. Nobody expected COVID to do what it did. Black swan event would have been 2007, 2008, the subprime real estate crisis. A black swan event would be 9/11, planes crashing into the Twin Towers. Events that people can't predict and don't think about as a normal occurrence. Well, maybe Iran bolstering their nuclear weapons isn't so much of a black swan event, because we're all aware of it, rather than the fact that it may be something that is completely predictable right now, yet we are ignoring it. We're at a place right now where this administration, which in my mind and many people's minds, is the third term of President Barack Obama, and the policies that were implemented under President Barack Obama, including specifically the Iran deal, was to placate them, was to allow them to do what they have been trying to do, which is to push back against the West. And we're now in a position where we are literally minutes away from Iran having a usable tactile nuclear weapon. And while I'm not worried about it on the west coast of the United States of America, for me personally, I am very, very much worried about Israel. I'm profoundly fearful that the Middle East, after 4 strong years of President Donald Trump, who brought us the Abraham Accords, created alliances that were backdoor at first and now are somewhat tacit, but out there as well, between Saudi Arabia and Israel and other countries, Bahrain and likewise, Qatar. And they're now looking in their own neighborhood at a nuclear threat. And none other than President of Russia, Vladimir Putin, just had talks with the Supreme Leader, Ayatollah Ali Khamenei, yesterday. This was, by the way, in Iran. This was Putin's first trip outside of Russia since he invaded Ukraine. They had a face-to-face meeting in Tehran. And he also met with Erdogan from Turkey, discussing a deal that will resume the Ukraine's Black Sea grain exports as well as the conflict in northern Syria. And in that, Khamenei called for a long-term cooperation between Iran and Russia, telling Putin that the two countries needed to stay vigilant against, and this is his words, Western deception. This was reported on Iran's state TV. Now, keep in mind, this meeting, this trip that Putin took to Russia was just days after Joe Biden visited Israel and Saudi Arabia. So they're sending a very strong message to the West about Moscow's plans to forge closer strategic ties with Iran, with China, and India in the face of Western sanctions. Their goal in Iran is that the U.S. dollar should be gradually taken off global trade. They are minutes away from having nuclear bombs. And they have consistently stated, that they want to push Israel out to sea. The Islamic Republic's clerical leaders are keen to strengthen strategic relations with Russia against an emerging U.S.-backed Gulf Arab-Israeli bloc that could shift the Middle East balance of power further away from Iran. They're worried about it. So we're now in a situation whereby, with this mess in the Middle East, and Putin and his adventures in Ukraine, and a very weak U.S.-led power structure under Biden, we're now talking about black swan events. After the break, we've got Peter Husey, who is the senior fellow at the Hudson Institute. And he was just at a conference all day today discussing
this. Are you looking for the cheapest prices on car insurance? Then call the Cheap Car Insurance Hotline right now. Hey, you're guaranteed to save money on your car insurance. Most car insurances can be canceled at any time. That means if you find a better deal, you can switch right away. We're not just one company. We offer most of the major brands of car insurance. We're like a discount supermarket for car insurance. And it doesn't matter if you have a good record or a bad driving record. Our agents are experts at finding you the right car insurance for your needs. Our average customer saves hundreds of dollars a year when they call us to switch. So why don't you make this 100% free call right now and see how much you could save on your car insurance. Paid for by AIS Insurance.
Call 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. That's 800-399-7087.
Hey, trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict the stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits. Text the word money to 813-813.
513.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of VantagePoint. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Are you prepared for more severe food shortages? It's likely that over the next year, serious food shortages will plague us. American farmers are dealing with insane diesel fuel prices and fertilizer shortages, which will lower crop yields. And that means your family's favorite foods will soon be in short supply while fetching sky-high prices. Inflation is the new normal, folks. It's time to act before things get even worse. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com without delay. You'll find ready-hour emergency food kits from My Patriot Supply that last up to 25 years in storage. Each kit provides over 2,000 calories a day to keep your energy up. Order your emergency food kits today by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your food ships fast and arrives in unmarked boxes. Listen, there are ways to beat food shortages. When you're ready for real preparedness, make sure to look for Ready Hour Foods from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Stop spouting the silly scientific gibberish. Just translate the foregoing into simple English, if you please.
And welcome back to Joe's Messina Show. Dave Sussman in the chair for Joe as we are having a great time for 3 hours tonight across the Fruited Plain on the GCN and Salem Radio Networks, across almost 70 stations out there, folks. If you would like to join the conversation tonight, give us a phone call at 855-732-5563. But before we take any calls and get into that, as I said before the break, there are black swan events and then there are those things that we can see coming down the tracks heading towards us. And as I mentioned, Putin is forging ties with Iran's supreme leader in these Tehran talks that took place yesterday. They're just minutes away from a nuclear weapon, and there's nobody else out there better to talk about all of this and give us the 5,000-foot overview than Peter Husey, who is a senior fellow at the Hudson Institute, where he focuses on nuclear deterrence and modernization, arms control, and defense policy. Peter, thank you for joining us tonight.
Well, thank you. It's an honor to come and talk to your show.
So I talked about what's going on with this meeting that took place with the Ayatollah Khomeini in Tehran. We got Putin, who just left Russia for the first time since his adventures in Ukraine began, and he also met with Erdogan. What are we looking at here with this?
What you're looking at is historically the intelligentsia in America has viewed Russia at arm's length of Iran because of Iran's Islamic revolutionary constitution. You know, it says go foment revolution around the world. And the view was that Russia was very leery of its own Muslim population and would have very little to do with Iran. That, for years, I've been arguing, as some of my colleagues have, that Russia's interested in controlling Middle Eastern oil supplies, and they want to be what they call a hegemon of oil. And Iran now can help them do that, particularly if Iran gets eventually or shortly gets a nuclear weapons capability. That's what this is about.
Do you see this leading to instability in the region, and will that contagion spread?
Yes, because already you see Iran has destabilized, is a kind word, but it's what they've done to Lebanon, to Syria, and Yemen, and Iraq. Mm-hmm. And because of the Iraqi war, where we went in, we got rid of the one check against the Iranian expansion, which was Saddam Hussein, even though he was a horrible human being and killed roughly 2.5-3 million of his own people. But now Iraq is dominated by Iran, Yemen under the Houthis, Hezbollah in Lebanon and Syria, and Hamas in Gaza are basically, if you look at the area, they're surrounding Saudi Arabia. What we'd like to do is topple the government in Saudi Arabia. I just had a Israeli specialist in missiles come and talk to us at Hudson last week, mm-hmm. and he points out that every one of these terror groups have now manufacturing facilities established by Iran that produce ballistic missiles. In the case of Hamas, 7 different kinds. In the case of Hezbollah, 9 different kinds. In the case of the Houthis, 6 different kinds. And we're talking about upwards of 2,000 or more kilometers. And when you look at the attacks on the UAE, the attacks on Saudi Arabia, the attacks on Qatar, all with these missiles all manufactured originally in Iran, and now they're being manufactured locally, there's a method to this madness, so to speak. Iran wishes to topple the government in Saudi Arabia, and that's exactly what Putin for years has wanted to dominate OPEC. He once said the oil of the Caucasus, Transcaucasus, and the Middle East is Russia's patrimony, meaning that's the source of their future income. And that's what Putin is all about, is using Iran as an agent to take control over what is now 70% of the world's conventional hydrocarbons, hydrocarbons being a fancy word for oil and gas.
Khomeini said that he wants the U.S. dollar to be gradually taken off the global trade. And when you've got Putin, who has insisted on maintaining its independence from the United States and NATO, he says that countries should start using their own national currencies when trading goods. Moving beyond the nuclear threat out of Iran right now, do you see this as a geopolitical and economic threat as well?
Oh, absolutely. It's what the Chinese want very much. They would, if you, right now, the world has to buy oil with dollars. As a benefit for us, because it makes the dollar very attractive. But can you imagine if you had to buy oil with either Chinese renminbis or Russian rubles, the value of the dollar would sink dramatically on top mm-hmm. of the 9 to 12% inflation rate we already have. It's been a long-term goal of the Chinese and a long-term goal of the Russians, which would economically harm us dramatically. And yes, Iran would be perfectly happy with such a thing.
What was the situation with Saudi Arabia recently that reported that they wanted to use the Chinese yuan, the yen, for petrodollars? Is that, did I read that correctly?
Well, what they're trying to do is keep the Chinese at arm's length, and the Chinese were saying that they would like to pay for their oil supplies from the Middle East with Chinese funny money. In return, what these countries would do with the money is buy Chinese goods and services. Because if you went to your landlord and said, I'll give you Chinese money for your rent, he would tell you, you'd say, get lost. Okay, and that's true most of the world. But yes, there is a real pressure to move the world away from the dollar as a reserve currency.
Mm-hmm. We've got sanctions.
As the U.S. looks weak, it becomes more and more of an attraction for these countries. I think it would be a disaster, but they're looking
at
a weak economy.
And after the break at the bottom of the hour, I want to talk with you about the U.S. approach to this. And, you know, as you just stated, as it looks weak, I don't think we've ever looked more weak. And it seems like we're doubling down on stupid at this point. But we've got these economic sanctions. We've got them with Russia. We've got them with Iran. And the whole idea for the economic sanctions behind Iran, it was ostensibly over Tehran's nuclear program. So
yes.
We're looking at this situation where you've got Russia with sanctions, you've got Iran with sanctions, obviously, you know, you've got Syria in the neighborhood. Should we be worried in our last couple of minutes here before the first break? Should we be worried about desperate countries, desperate despots, if you will, that are under the gun economically making a tragic error?
Well, yes, but you got another problem with Iran. We have taken a lot of the sanctions away, and we haven't been serious about it. If you're really serious about Iran, you have to stop them from exporting oil. Or keeping the money from that, which we did. We kept tens and tens of billions of dollars. And then what we do is we tell the South Koreans, you've got $6 billion of money.
Peter, we're going to commercial break. We're going to be right back after the break with Peter Husey, who is a senior fellow over at the Hudson Institute. We're going to be talking about Iran when we come back. Don't go away, folks.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-254-1421. 800-254-1421. 800-254-1421. That's 800-254-1421.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Scorching temperatures will roast the United States today as the nation's heat wave keeps cooking. Highs are expected in the Northeast to approach triple digits in Philadelphia up to Boston. 100 million Americans will be under heat warnings. Most of the heat warnings are in place in the southern Great Plains and lower Mississippi Valley. Peyton Bauer with St. David's Healthcare System shares some signs of a heat stroke.
You're going to have, if you are weak or dizzy or nauseous, that can be something to look out for, and you're going to want to go inside immediately. And if your symptoms don't go away pretty quickly and you're not cooling down, then seek medical attention.
That audio courtesy of Fox News. President Biden is pledging to tackle climate change through executive actions due to inaction in the 50-50 Senate. This is USA Radio News.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world, and that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
And that's why yellow makes me sad, I think.
That's interesting. You know what makes me sad?
You do! Maybe we should chug on over to Mamby-Pamby Land, where maybe we can find some self-confidence for you, you jackwagon!
Riverside Radio, Dave Sussman here in the chair. And if you want to join the conversation, give us a phone call at 855-732-5563. We've got Peter Husey, senior fellow at the Hudson Institute, on. We are talking about Iran and the geopolitical threat that Iran now is it an existential threat, not just within the region, but around the world. We're looking here, Peter, you know, we've been talking about this before the break. But there are individuals that are saying that Iran's development of nuclear weapons may not be stopped, and it can't be stopped, as the country is no longer afraid of the West. Would you agree with that?
I would. Let's go walk it through, make it very simple. The nuclear agreement signed in 2015 allows Iran to basically get all the tools of the nuclear weapon capability. And then all the restrictions expire, and that now, given the fact we're way down the road, they're going to expire very soon. That's number one. Number two, having developed this capability, they now have the ability to deliver such a weapon around the region on these missiles they've been developing. They test more missiles and have launched more rockets than any other country in the entire Middle East. Only one other country's done more, and that's China. So when you add that up, then you add yourself, what's the fuel for this? Money. Where's the money come from? Oil. So if you're going to take green energy and this crazy global warming thing, what we've done is we've taken oil from $57 a barrel to over $100 a barrel, and we've given Russia and the Iranian exchequers a huge gift with which they do what? They both build nuclear capabilities in the case of Russia. In Iran's case, they build a rocket capability, missile capability, and the basis of the nuclear capability, which has been underground because the Iranians wanted to use the threat of saying, we'll go nuclear, but you be nice to us and get rid of the sanctions. And once the sanctions are gone, they hope to cement enough economic relations and blackmail people, say, you're not going to give the sanctions back because you need our oil and gas. And that's what we have played into that trap, and we've been taken for a ride. And the previous administration went away from that and tried to get the Arabs and Israeli with the Abraham Accords as a bulwark against Iran. And what we unfortunately have done now is we've gone opposite that, is we're now under this crazy idea that we'll give the Shias in Iran half the area, we'll give the Sunnis the other half, and they'll balance each other as opposed to Iran is a revolutionary, murderous regime that once you give them nuclear weapons, as you just said, they may not be stoppable because in a country the size of Iran, it's going to be very difficult to find them.
Peter, you remind me of an experience that I had when I was in northeast Israel. I was in the very, very peak of the Galilee. If you think about, I was standing to my right, I was looking into Syria, and I was looking down the hill into Hezbollah-controlled Lebanon. And
yes,
they were telling me, they were telling me that the Lebanon, you know, I've been to Israel a couple times, but Lebanon, which was a predominantly Christian country not more than just a few decades ago, was taken and split, where you've got Hezbollah in the south and you've got this, you know, you've got Sunnis and the Shiites that are split. And they're still warring at each other, and the country has been devastated because of it. Do you think they could learn their lesson from that?
No, I mean, the Iranians did it on purpose. And they took a country in which you had Christians, Muslims, and Jews kind of balancing each other, and different parts of the government were reserved for different ethnic and religious entities. Hezbollah's got in and destroyed the country, and they did it on purpose. And they've done the same thing. I mean, Syria, I don't know how much more it can be destroyed, but that's now basically a colony of the Iranians. And even though the Iranians often do really stupid things, and they're very corrupt, and they're very, you know, they're evil, and occasionally they do stupid things, they're very serious. And as my friend Uzi Rubin from Israel spoke last week at Hudson, is they are the biggest rocket makers in the Middle East right now, and that's their lever to basically be the hegemon in the area. And Putin is saying, we can use Iran as a colleague and an ally. And that's what worries me, is because the trade and technology and so forth that Putin could engineer is not good.
You've also got Syria involved. And when Russia and Iran were meeting, they were talking about Syria, and Turkey, who's also part of those talks. You got Erdogan, Erdogan, who's concerned about, you know, the Kurds and everything else that's still out there. You've got so many flies in the ointment right now. How does this end? Does this end with Russia and the IDF basically bombing Iran? Israel?
Well, it depends on, I don't have a crystal ball that's very clear on this. If Iran does get nuclear weapons and brandishes them, Israel has said under no circumstances will they keep them. So once Israel knows this, and I know exactly where you're talking about, northern Israel, Lake Galilee. There's an old church that was originally built by St. Peter, which they were reconstructing when I was there. And it's one thing when Hezbollah has 12,000 or 20,000 rockets aimed at you. None of them, however, have nuclear warheads. It's a total different kettle of fish if you've got Iran with rockets that are 2,000 kilometer capable and armed with nuclear weapons. That's totally different. And Erdogan, as you notice, he wants to be the new caliphate. He would like to recreate the Ottoman Empire. And so he's, even though he's technically a member of NATO, he's played kissy face with the Russians repeatedly and has allied himself with Iran. So, yes, that's another element of the Middle East that's not good, that he's allied with our enemies. At the same time, he's supposedly, historically, Turkey has been a bulwark against expansion of totalitarianism in that southern region of Europe.
So we saw Israel attack Iraq, Saddam Hussein's nuclear efforts back in the 1980s.
82.
And say that again, I'm sorry?
I think it was 1982.
Yeah, 1982. Right.
Yes.
Okay. What would that type of attack in 2022 look like, and how would it impact the region with now Russia and China and Turkey and Syria all involved?
Well, when the Israelis did it in the early 1980s, even though we perfunctorily said, don't do that, and that was the America said that.
Right. Reagan,
quietly, we went to church and we prayed and said, thank you, Israel. the world will say, most of the Middle East will say, thank you, Israel. This is the problem. Where do you attack in Iran? Because they may have multiple capabilities. It's a huge country. And Saddam was building a nuclear reactor above ground, as you would if you're producing nuclear power. Problem is, Iran, whether Natanz or all the various places, they're building stuff underground. They're hiding it. And though we know where some of it is, I think it's so extensive that I would not be opposed to it. I mean, I don't want to be a warmonger. I'm not in favor of these endless wars. I don't want to send American troops. But this is an existential threat to the region and therefore to the United States. And Israel is going to take these things out. The question is, how much do you get and how much do you not get? And that's really a problem. The Israelis will do what they have to do. And my worry is we won't get it all, but it may set it back. The Israelis have a phrase. They say, mow the grass. You'll never get the grass gone, but you'll be able to cut it.
Yeah, yeah.
So basically, I mean, you reduce the threat to a manageable level. The question is, the Iranians are so, there's not a better word than evil. These are really, really evil people. And they kill their own people with alacrity, as they do, as kill others. And with nuclear weapons, they'll be even more dangerous.
That's what's scary. And I think there's...
Indeed.
Yeah, and I think there's a tremendous amount of consternation behind closed doors right now that we just don't seem to be aware of all of this because everybody's so focused on the politics of the day. And, you know, and it seems to be almost aversionary. I'm more scared about a nuclear Iran. I'm more scared about instability than I am about Russia and Ukraine. I mean, I think that's ball game right there if you start, you know, getting involved. Will you stick through the last break here? I'd love to pick your brain a little
sure.
bit more on this. Oh, terrific.
Sure, I'd be happy to.
Thank you so much. Folks, don't go away. This is a fascinating discussion with the senior fellow at Hudson Institute, Peter Husey. We're talking about Iran, Russia, Syria, everything else that's going on right now. Don't go away, folks. We've got a lot more coming up after the break at Realside Radio.
Hey trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits. Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of VantagePoint. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name is Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy.
created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices. Our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that? But the common person can. So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer. 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W, 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Last night never happened, and I'm going to marry him, and you and I are going to take this to our court.
I can't do that.
Why not?
I'm in love with you.
Snap out of it!
To Real Side Radio. Dave Sussman here in the chair for Joe Messina, and we're finishing up the hour here with a fantastic discussion with Peter Husey, who is a senior fellow over at the Hudson Institute. We're talking about Iran and the existential threat that they may actually be right now. Peter, a couple of things I'd like to talk about in this last section here with you. Two things. Number one, talk a little bit about the Iran deal. You know, a lot of people were encouraged in 2015 when Iran signed a nuclear deal. Others were dismayed by it. They thought that it gave out too many outs to Iran. As most of our listeners know, Donald Trump abandoned the deal. He announced a new, quote, what he called a maximum pressure, right, campaign on sanctions. So we've got Biden, who's now basically Obama 3.0. Where are we with that nuclear deal? Does it have any teeth?
Okay, that is a very good question. First of all, the guts of the deal was the IAEA, International Atomic Energy Administration, in Vienna, was meant to go to Iran and say, you must have full disclosure of everything you did in the nuclear weapons area. Everything. Whether you looked at triggers or warhead designs and so forth. The Iranians said, get lost. They said, you can't go to Fordo, you can't go to Natanz. Why? Well, those are national security areas. And the United Nations, instead of saying therefore is no deal, because that was part of the deal, they said, okay, and they shrugged, and they pretended that the Iranians had agreed to disclose everything they had done. Mm-hmm. So right away, you knew in December that the jig was up. But we let it go. And that's why Trump left the deal, is the people that screwed the deal in the first place were the Iranians, number one. Number two, the deal requires us to help Iran build better centrifuges, not P1s as they're called, but P4s, things that can manufacture enriched uranium much faster than what they were able to do and in greater quantities. Talk about being dumb. The whole idea is not to have them enrich uranium, and now you have a deal that enables you by under an agreement, you must help them do this faster. General Hayden said, we are building an industrial strength nuclear capability for Iran, and Netanyahu was right. You're building them a capability that when everything, all the permits expire, which they do, they will be able to develop nuclear weapons at will. I mean, it is the dumbest thing since sliced bread.
So tell me then, what is the purpose of this?
Of it. Yes.
What is the purpose of this deal then? What was the whole Obama deal?
Good question.
JCOP.
Yes.
I mean, what does it do compared to what Trump did?
Right. What it did was, well, the expiration dates were 7, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 years down the road, and so the idea was we could pretend, and Washington's good at this, we could pretend there's a deal, and for X number of years, if the Iranians abide by it, they won't enrich uranium over 3.6%. They won't keep more than X number of kilograms, and everybody will pretend, which is what we did, that they're not building a nuclear weapon. Remember, they said it's against Islam to build nuclear weapons. They said, we have no interest. Well, then they just came out and said, we now have the capability of building a nuclear weapon, which is what the Israelis have been saying for a long time. If that's the case, they've been cheating like a rug ever since they signed the deal. But we now know from the Israelis' raid on that cache of documents, remember, that they got out, that the Iranians in 2003 had already decided to build between 6 and 12 nuclear weapons, and they were well on their way towards that. And they didn't stop then in 2003. They went underground. And what happened is the Israelis went in with a Stuxnet cyber attack and basically took down the Natanz and their facilities by cyber attacks. They didn't use bombs. They used basic electronics. And the question then is, as you asked, do we know where enough of this stuff is to take it out? Because the JCPOA, as they called it, was a fraud. It was a pretend. It did delay things for X number of years, and then the question came, and the Senate was asking the Obama administration, well, wait a minute, are you assuming that in the interim you want to change the Iranian government, they'll become moderates, they'll decide not to be revolutionary anymore? And the answer that came back was a shrug. And so no one thought of, okay, when all this expires, what happens? Well, we're there now. Things are going to expire very soon. And the question is, the Iranians know it, because they're not going to change those expiration dates. What they want is the sanctions eliminated. Then they'll cement economic deals with Europe, particularly on natural gas and oil. And they think they'll have Europe over a barrel, that they won't go back because they're so dependent upon imported oil and gas. The same thing Putin did with them, with Nord Stream and the other things, is that this winter, for God's sakes, what's going to happen in Europe is he's going to manipulate that whole deal. And the whole point of what Trump did with fracking, and like 70% of our oil and gas in America now comes from fracking, believe it or not.
Yeah.
70%. So without that, can you imagine where we'd be? And what we did under Biden is he comes in and, like, I think their National Review had 15 separate things he's done on the oil and gas area where he's jacked the price up almost double, and he's reduced production by about 2.5 million barrels a day, which is exactly the amount that Trump had us up, which enabled us to basically tell OPEC, we're in charge, not you.
So,
or Russia, which is not a member of OPEC. So we've reversed everything. We've made the bad guys controlling oil prices, and they love it, high prices. And under the nuclear deal with Iran, they're in the driver's seat, and they're saying, we're going to go nuclear unless you play our, you know, give us the concessions we want. The Abraham Accords are gone. They're still there technically, but what Biden has done is by cozying up to Iran has scared the daylights out of our allies in the region, and they're basically shrugging and wondering about what are you doing? You're giving aids and help to the bad guys.
Yeah. So, Peter, in our last few minutes here, you know, Biden was over there. He said that he thought it was a gigantic mistake for the last president, he wouldn't even name him, Trump, to get out of the deal. They're closer to a nuclear weapon now than they were before. But he's kind of like stepping on both sides of the divide on this, because an Israeli news anchor, Yonit Levy, he said, he asked the White House if they would use force against Iran's nuclear program. And Mr. Biden said that he would be willing to sanction an attack, but it would be the last resort. But he added, but Iran cannot get a nuclear weapon. How serious do you think this White House is with that promise?
Well, I think they're serious about not wanting Iran to get nuclear weapons because they understand the consequences. But your question is very good. Are they willing to be clear to the Iranians that if you do cross that line, we're not going to mess around anymore? We're going to be with the Israelis on this. And that, I don't know whether other countries think we're that serious. One thing we desperately need to do is build across the region, and the Israelis have shown us how to do it, is a very, very strong, robust missile defense capability. I was just looking at some numbers. In May 18th and May 19th, 2019, Hamas threw 500 rockets at the Israelis. Not a single casualty, not a single bit of damage because of Iron Dome. Mm. They've shown us that you can build a missile defense capable. And with the Iranians, I don't care if they have a dozen or two dozen nuclear weapons and rockets, you can shoot those down. Now, you can't deal with thousands of Russian systems. But if I have to deal with 200 Russian systems, I stop them from going small, which is what this escalate to win deal is, where Russia threatens to use nuclear weapons if a conventional fight doesn't go well. And it's always a question of time. We basically went to sleep on nuclear stuff. We went to sleep on missile defense. We went to sleep on defense in general after the Cold War.
We've just got a couple of minutes here left, Peter. You're at a conference today. You guys are talking about this, and you're talking about alternatives. Give us as much information as you can in a minute and a half, if you can, on that.
Okay. If we modernize our nuclear deterrent, that's where we have consensus. Go. We need missile defense. Go. We need to get rid of this green energy stuff. Absolutely. Just turn it up. Go the opposite direction. Make oil cheap, okay? Produce American oil. Get independent of the Middle East. Sanction the living daylights out of Iran by stopping them from being able to collect dollars for the sale of their oil and gas, and shut down. We had them below a million barrels a day. We had them down to 200,000 or 300,000 barrels a day, which we should go back to, absolutely.
Yeah.
And those choices all are within our power to do, and to do fairly quickly.
Peter, tell everybody where they can find you, what you're writing, and learn more about you and all of these issues.
An article of mine will appear this weekend on the National Interest on exactly the subject we're talking about. They can get me with an email address is PHUESSY@hudson.org.
Peter, thank you so much for taking the time.
Whatever they may want.
Greatly appreciate you taking the time, Peter, especially with your travels today. And we'll have to have you back on again down the road. I think what you're doing is fascinating. Unfortunately, we're so mired in the basic politics of our day. It's the major issues like this that nobody really is paying attention to. So, Peter Husey, thank you so much. Dave Sussman here in the chair. We'll be right back after the break. Top of the hour with the third and final hour. Real Side Radio. Don't go away.
Eight one eight.